Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. You're listening to the program The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia scholars and ulama. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
The personality with whom we are mainly concerned for today's discussion is no one but Sheikh Muhammad Reza Muzaffar, one of the most outstanding teachers of the Islamic Hausa in Iraq, whose works had a deep influence on, we can say, the new generation of the scholars of the Hausas, both in Iran and Iraq, and also the Shia lands. Muhammad Reza Muzaffar. Let's first be more familiar with the biography of Muhammad Reza Muzaffar. Sheikh Ziyani, let's start with you, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Sheikh Muhammad Reza al-Muzaffar, or mainly known as Allama Muzaffar,
yes,
was born in 5th day of Sha'ban, 1322, according to lunar calendar, in Najaf. And we should know that his father passed away before of his birthday, I mean, mm-hmm, about 4 months, 5 months before his birthday.
Oh.
And his father was also a scholar and a clergyman and was amongst the mujtahideen in Najaf. At the beginning of his life, he was adopted by his bigger brother, Sheikh Abdul Nabi. And mainly he was under the treatment of his bigger brother, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Muzaffar,
yes,
that was his teacher also.
Yes. Also a scholar.
Yeah.
That's right.
Was a, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Muzaffar, who was a scholar and was the teacher of Sheikh Muhammad, mm-hmm, Reza.
Okay.
Sheikh Muhammad Reza Muzaffar started his Islamic studies when he was 13 years old in Najaf al-Ashraf. And as the other students in the field of Islamic studies, he started with Arabic grammar and Arabic semantic.
Yes.
And most of the teachings in this preliminary level was done with Sheikh Muhammad Taha al-Huwaizi and also, mm-hmm, his bigger brother, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Muzaffar.
That's right.
And after this level, he entered into higher level of studies. And in this level, he got benefit from big names in the city of Najaf at that time, like Mirza Muhammad Hussein Naini, Agha Ziauddin Iraqi, Sayyid Abdul Hadi Shirazi, Sayyid Ali Ghazi Tabatabai, and also Muhammad Hussein Gharavi Isfahani. That all,
right,
of these,
yes,
names are great scholars,
right,
in the scholarly atmosphere of Najaf al-Ashraf.
Really benefited from the presence of outstanding scholars, as you said, in the holy city of Najaf and the Hausa over there, also belonging to the Muzaffar dynasty or Ala Muzaffar, who were famous for bringing or nurturing, we can say, outstanding scholars and ulama during the history of the Shiite world. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's get to the scholarly life and the socio-cultural life, spirit say, of Allama Muzaffar. Besides establishing so many centers, schools, we can say, and the foundations, he was also famous for the innovations that he brought into the writing style of the religious books, especially the books that are related to fiqh and usul, we can say, an aqaid for the Hausa students and the Hausa scholars. Let's a little bit be concerned about this aspect of the life of Allama Muzaffar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to start my part of the speech with this sentence, which is familiar and famous regarding Sheikh Allama Muzaffar, saying that had he not dedicated his life for these affairs, I mean, besides his study, he would have been regarded one of the grand Ayatollahs and Maraji in the Najaf. All of us, we know him, but not as one of the great Maraji of his time, although he was contemporary to Sayyid Abu al-Hasan Isfahani. So he had this chance to assume the position of Marja'iyya, but since he had dedicated his life for these social affairs that you mentioned, inshallah we are going to deal with in our program for today, you may say that based on the materialistic issues, he might has lost this position. But in fact, he had actually saved his afterlife because of the beneficial efforts that he bestowed and granted for the youth who were contemporary to him in his age they were living. So one of the very important things that we know and he had established was the Muntada Nashr. So the old schools. It is famous that this Muntada Nashr institution, it had covered all parts of the study from the kindergarten even up to the university, because it is known that he had established some faculties in which they would go through some levels in order to systematically become a mujtahid. So he had
Muntada Nashr is a kind of how we could say is a kind of academic but religious school from the very primary school up to university. Different grades. That's right. Very good.
So besides that, he was creating booklets and all pamphlets, whatsoever was needed, because at that time they didn't have these Islamic booklets and textbook to be studied in the schools.
Very good.
So we have one very nice memory from Ayatollah Bahjat saying that we were actually living in the same school in which Ayatollah Muzaffar was living. So the time we were going to sleep, we would see his light was open, the lights of his room was open. And for the Fajr prayer, where we would wake up to do our Fajr prayer, we would see still the light is
on.
On. The light was on, and it was on till Fajr, and we would think that might be he is creating and producing these textbook for the children. But we saw these very important books, Usul al-Fiqh, that is being studied in all of the houses as one of the main book for the Usul al-Fiqh. Besides that, Mantiq also. And besides these two, we have Aqaid al-Imamiyya. These are a very great books being produced by this alim that even till now, most of the students of seminaries, they are taking these books and they are going through that.
Very good. But Sheikh Ziyaniya, what was the secret to the success of these books? I mean, was it because, for example, he organized the materials, or no, it was the simplified versions of the very complicated and complex content which was before him? We know that, for example, we had so many great scholars who taught fiqh, usul al-fiqh, at the universities, with the the houses also, with their own books. But all of a sudden, Sheikh Muzaffar comes, and through his innovations, we can say he is successful in achieving such scholarly achievements. What was the secret to his success?
First of all, we should notice that this way or method of compiling new books was not something, you know, brand new to Islamic seminaries at that time. We should note that late Allama Sheikh Al-Ansari Rahmatullah Alayh was the first in at that generation, I mean,
with Rasail al-Makasib and Faraidus,
who introduced al-Makasib in fiqh, and also Faraid al-Usul and Matarah al-Anzar in al-Usul al-Fiqh. And his student Akhund Khurasani introduced Kifayat al-Usul to the scholarly community of Najaf. So this was not something new, but about different fields. And for preliminary or elementary students, some new books was in need, and many scholars, they were thinking about it, but it was in need of a person who is capable in scholarly aspect, right, and also be able to write, you know, have good, you know, writing aspect. And this was also important.
That's right.
So Marhum Allama Muzaffar was the person who was benefiting from both sides. I mean, being a good scholar,
that's
beside
right,
that being a good author. Mm-hmm. And that's the secret that his books, I mean, for example, Usul al-Fiqh, that is a book, okay, who enters the student of Islamic seminaries into this science.
So the materials were not something new,
but
the way of organization of the materials and the table of the content, you know, was something new. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Or, for example, about Al-Mantiq, we have many books regarding Mantiq. It was taught, these books were taught in Hawza, in Najaf. But Allama Muzaffar decides to compile a book covering all the stuff of Mantiq in a single book, beside giving new method in this regard, giving new examples, and simplifying the method of the teaching these, you know, concepts.
That's right. You yourself have read such books, you know, in the Hawza studies.
I think all the students nowadays in Islamic Seminary of Qom, and also
is
in
it a
Najaf,
compulsion for all the Islamic students? Because I've heard so many Islamic, we can say, students of the houses reading out this book. Is it among the courses? Is it the compulsory courses?
It's in the syllabus of Hawzatul Ilmiya. Of course, recently, I mean, in last 10 years, some other books have been put in the place of Mantiq al-Muzaffar, written in Arabic or Persian in Qom.
Okay.
And also some books have put in the place of Usul al-Muzaffar, like Halqatul Ula or Halqatul Thaniya of Shahid al-Sadr.
Oh.
But again, this book has its position.
Position, that's right.
And many students, many, you know,
at least it is an introductory course to be more
even
familiar.
More than introductory. More than, it's something like intermediate.
Oh, that's right.
Introductory up to intermediate that's level. Right. And, you know, this style of being innovator, I think that was transferred to his students also.
Oh.
For example, when we go through the names of the students of Marhum Allama Muhammad Rida al-Muzaffar, we find Sheikh Ahmad al-Wa'ili. And this Sheikh Ahmad al-Wa'ili, I think all Iraqi people know him.
Okay.
As a person who was really prominent in giving lectures and being a poet. And whenever we go to Ziyarat of Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam, especially at the moment of Arba'een Walk, we see that people in Mawakib are broadcasting and are playing the voice of Sheikh Ahmad al-Wa'ili, reciting Rawda and Musiba of Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam. And this shows the influence of Allama Muzaffar also, that his students was nurtured in a way that they also was were able to have a good connection with the community and people of Iraq.
Okay. Okay, any mispoint, Sheikh Mahtavi, about the scholarly life of Allama Muzaffar?
Also, he is known of unification, I mean bringing all Muslim, or having this concern to bring about unity among Shias and Sunnis.
Okay.
And he had good contact with the head of Al-Azhar, specifically during the 6-day wars of Israel against the Arab.
That's right.
So he sent his condolence letter to them.
That's right.
Actually condoling on this bad thing that happened to the Arab, specifically in Egypt. So he is also known on this. Next to other ulama, he was trying to initiate unity among these two sects of Islam, I mean Shias and Sunnis.
That's all right. Really a source of benefit for the students of the Hausa and also Hausavi scholars, you know, all around the Shiite world. This outstanding man passed away on Ramadan 16th, 1383, according to the lunar Hijri calendar, in the holy city of Najaf, and his body was taken into the grave, or beside the grave of Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Muzaffar, his brother, we can say, and he was buried over there. The establisher of Muntada Nashr Society, and also the compiler of so many outstanding books like Usul al-Fiqh, Al-Qaid al-Imamiyya, and Al-Mantiq, which are still used and studied by so many students all across the houses of the Shiite world. May Allah bless the soul of the late Allama Muhammad Reza al-Muzaffar. Thank you much, Sheikh Zainia and Sheikh Mahtavi, for your presence in the program, Teacher, talking about the late Allama Muhammad Reza al-Muzaffar. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, also our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Mu'allim.